Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's easy to find fault in others, isn't it? It can become easy to look and to point the finger. Why would you do that? It sometimes becomes even easier to look back to our first parents and ask why they sinned. They broke the one rule that God had given them not to break. It seems easy to say, you had one job and you messed it up. When we think about Adam and Eve being tempted in the Garden of Eden, we sometimes want to shake our heads and say, how could they? How could they disobey their Lord in this wonderful paradise where all of their needs were met, where they were living in harmony with God and with one another? We might wish that we could have looked Eve straight in the face when she was about to eat that first bite of the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil and say, stop it! But the truth is, we find ourselves in similar situations when we are tempted to do something to disobey God. We too have disobeyed God, just as Adam and Eve did. We have disobeyed this God who has so lovingly given us everything we need on this beautiful earth. We are reminded on this day that temptation is not a thing of the past. It's not something that we can cease to worry about. It's not something that isn't there anymore. It is something that is a part of our current sinful existence in this fallen world, and it is something we must face head on. We too, like Adam and Eve, are drawn to what's pleasing to the eye. Unfortunately, we are drawn to what is ultimately not good for us spiritually and is not in line with what God desires for our lives. These things, they distract us from God and his plan for us. The devil knows how to trip us up using these very same things. He knows our weaknesses. For some of us, it's eating something we know we shouldn't. For others, it is looking at something online that we know is not healthy for us. Whatever it is that trips you up, we are called to put our guards up extra high. True, there are some things that are easier to resist than others. They're easy for us to turn away from and say, no, not going to go there. But other things keep our heads turning back and our eyes distracted. As you go about your day, your mind may tend to drift back to that one particular sin that you enjoy doing. It's been a while since you've committed that sin, so you pat yourself on the back. It's gone well. It's then that the devil whispers in your ear that it's been far too long, and it's okay to do it now. Go ahead, Satan says. These are the things that we try our best to keep away from, especially during this season of Lent. These temptations that Satan puts before us. Specifically, committing to giving up chocolate or not going on the internet for 40 days in Lent is one very good way to approach it. When we are drawn to look at something tempting, we could, for example, take our Bible close at hand and look and read our Bible instead of engaging in that particular temptation that is before you. Or when tempting thoughts start entering your head, you might also want to have a list of happy, holy thoughts that you can ponder instead. Times that you felt close to God, or perhaps think back to your favorite hymn that we recently sang here in our worship. A guiding principle in making a list would be found in Philippians 4. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Living with these thoughts in our minds and dwelling on the fact that the God of peace is always with us gives us the added benefit of helping us resist the urge to fall into temptation. Our focus has shifted from us and our needs to God and what He desires for each and every one of our lives that brings glory to Him. But for the times that temptations do creep into our lives, even at our strongest periods of faith, we know we have our Savior, Jesus. Jesus, who can provide us with the strength that we need to emerge victorious from any battle that we might have with Satan. We are reminded in our epistle reading this evening from the words of Hebrews, "We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need." Christ's triumph over the devil becomes our triumph today because of the cross. It is Christ's death on the cross, even more than His resistance to Satan in the desert, that strips Satan of his power, of his temptations and tricky ways. Because of the cross, we have confidence of knowing that the power of Jesus is within us to face temptation, and we will come out as winners. There's no longer a feeling of helplessness and hopelessness when it comes to dealing with temptation, because the death of Christ has done away with Satan's hold on us. Because of Christ, it becomes easier and easier for us to turn away from temptation and move on. So we move on and move away from the wiles of Satan and are being energized in our ability to live a life that is superimposed with the cross. A life superimposed with the cross is a life that is filled with trust in the power of the cross. A life that is focused on Jesus and not on ourselves. A life that considers the desires of life on this earth not worth comparing to the life that is yet to come in heaven, where the triumph over the devil will be complete and secure forevermore. Amen. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.